there be, and there was, in the book of Genesis. Let there be, and there was. He spoke word. You got to begin to speak the word of God. You got to begin to decree and declare what the word says unto you. Why? The world know him not. Come on. The world can't comprehend what is going on. But as believers, we know what the word says. Hallelujah. And we know. What do you know? It's working together for my good. We know that he's a deliverer according to his word. Put the word into the atmosphere of the situation. The atmosphere had to come conducive. Good morning, Minister Harvey. Hallelujah. Pastor Harvey, God bless you. The word has to work. It has to work, but it needs a mouthpiece to work the word. Don't let the word lay dormant in you. Come on. Don't let it lay dormant in you. Begin to decree and declare what the word says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to do what he says he's going to do. We believe God. I believe God. What about you? When you begin to speak this word, when you begin to say what his word said, hallelujah, glory to God. There is things, there are benefits in the word of God for the believers. Once you use the word according to what he says, hallelujah. We must use this word. We must apply this word. Come on, we must walk in this word. We must talk this word. Hallelujah. And then, guess what? When they see, when they become into the knowledge of what we're doing, they'll begin to use this word. They'll begin to walk in it. They'll begin to hear, and their ears won't be dull. They'll begin to do what? Speak the word as we're doing it. We must know that we got something greater than he that's in us. Than he that's in the world. The word of God, it brings alive. The word of God is quick. I'm just talking about the word. When you speak the word, when you rest in the God, when you rest in the word, there's no people of God. Hear me. Yes, we do go through some things. Yes, we all go through some things. We've all lost some things. Yes, we've all been challenged in different things, walks in our lives. But guess what? As the believers, it does not affect us. Oh, my God. It does not affect us because we're in the word. The word is in us. Hallelujah. And we begin to speak while we're yet going through, while we're yet being up, trying to be overtaken by this thing, that whatever it is, it can't overtake you because you got the word. We got the word on this. We got his word on this. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, he said, shall stand forevermore. When you got God's word on this, I'm talking to somebody today that's going through and you about to give up. You don't understand, but I'm telling you, when you speak the word of God now, when you decree and declare what the word says now, come on here. You have that blood bought right authority. You have that right to speak it into the atmosphere, and that thing has to turn around. It has to turn around. Come on. Remember when Jesus was asleep in the ship and the disciples, come on, the disciples was up there and they got afraid. Come on. And Jesus was down in the hind part of the ship asleep. Come on. And they woke him up with fright. They was frightened by the wind and the waves that was coming and beating up against the ship. And the winds, come on, hallelujah. They woke Jesus up. What did Jesus do? He didn't get up panicking. He didn't get up fearing. He got straight up and looked into the eye of the wind and of the storm. And what did he do? He began to speak the word. He said, peace. And that's what I'm saying to some of you under the sound of my voice right now. I speak peace to your situation according to the word of God. He said, peace, be still. And the Bible says, not nobody else, the Bible says there came away a great calm. Ooh, somebody need to type in the stream, be calm. The Bible said there came a great calmness over the sea. And it was settled. When you speak the word, excuse me, when you speak the word, when you speak the word, everything has to come settled. everything. It has to be a calmness. God bless you, Pastor Bella. It has to be a calmness when you speak this word. And then you can begin to praise God. Then you can begin to magnify God. Then you can begin to rest in God when you speak this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word brings hallelujah in the midst of what you're going through, in the midst of what you're facing throughout your day, throughout the night. When you begin to speak the word of God, it brings calmness. It brings calmness over the situation. And then it brings, now it's leading me up to what we're going to be talking about. You begin to praise God. You begin to give him glory. You begin to give him thanks. Why? Because when you learn to speak the word, still before we panic, when we learn to speak the word, hallelujah, before we say something else, hallelujah, the word bring on praises. The word bring on glory. Come on, that's right, Evangelist Mara. The word brings on it. Hallelujah. You begin to praise him. You begin to thank him. You begin to magnify him. Why? Because the word that you begin to speak into the atmosphere, it turns the situation around. It brings calmness over the circumstances. And it causes you to produce praises out of your mouth. It causes you to say, oh, I magnify you, God, the word, when you speak the word. It causes you to say, oh, I bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, I long to give you praise. Come on. Hallelujah. When we do what? Speak the word. When we do what? Walk in the word. When we do what? Rest in the word. It brings calmness. It brings peace. Come on. Hallelujah. Have you ever been walked into a chaotic situation? And you don't have to boast it out, but within yourself, you begin to pray. You begin to speak that word, and it brings a calmness as Jesus did. The word of God, nothing else will bring you peace. Nothing else. I don't care how many prescriptions you take. Oh, my God. I don't care how many bottles, I'm just saying, or whatever you take to try to get you calm. That ain't going to work. It medicated, it put it to sleep. But when you speak the word of God, it brings deliverance. It brings calmness over that situation. When you speak the word of God, nothing. Come on. When it can't bring you peace like the word. As I said, Jesus got up in the midst of a chaos of a storm. Hallelujah. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the waves. He said, peace, be still. And the Bible again says there was a great calmness that came over the sea. When you speak the word, when you walk in the word, when you rest in the word, hallelujah, when you begin to put that word into the atmosphere, the rim of the atmosphere, the word is so powerful, it goes out, hallelujah, according to what the word says, it will go out and it will accomplish what you sent it out to do. Oh, my God. And then what? It will return. Jesus put it out there, peace, be still. Went out there in the middle of the eye of the storm. Did what it was supposed to do. Then it returned back with peace. It turned back with calmness. When you put the word. Excuse me. When you put the word. In the middle of a situation. When you put the word. In the middle of it. Stop worrying. Stop it. Stop fearing. Stop it. Stop crying. Stop it. Stop looking at sight, because we were not designed to walk by sight. We were designed to walk by faith, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. You must walk this word by faith. It's coming down for me to open up the phone lines. I'm so excited about the word of God. We must walk this word out by faith. We can't walk it out by fear. You can't walk it out by doubt. You must walk this word out by faith and believe and take God at his word. Come on. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to open up the phone lines and I'm going to still yet be talking. Hallelujah. Phone line. Thank you, prophetess. Thank you, daughter, for putting it up. The area code 321 for you, those of you that don't see it. 321. Hallelujah. 632-1000. You could call in while I'm talking. I'm telling you, when you put the word into the atmosphere of the situation that you're in, there has to be a change. Because why? The word brings on praises. The word brings on glory to God. When you speak the word into your circumstances, into the atmosphere, the eye of the storm, speak it. Don't let the enemy overthrow you. Don't let the enemy bring fear on you. When you begin to speak this word, when you begin to meditate upon it day and night, the word, and it goes back where I was going to come from. It says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. When you begin to speak the word, this is what you can do. Hallelujah. For his mercy and his kindness. Hallelujah. It's great towards us. It's great towards us. The phone lines is open. Great towards us. And the, oh my God, and the truth. What is the truth? The word of God. And the truth, hallelujah, the truth of God endureth forever. Praise, praise, praise ye the Lord. That's what I was going to talk about. It blends right in. Because when you begin to speak the word, it causes you to praise God. It causes you to glorify him. Because why? The word goes out, it works, and it do what it said it would do. Come on. Hallelujah. This is what it does. Oh, praise ye the Lord. It make you want to praise it. This word, when you begin to meditate, when you begin to speak it, it makes you want to give him glory. It makes you want to speak the word. It makes you want to walk the word. It makes you want to talk the word. And then you'll be able to give him praise and give him glory. Phone lines is open to you. Those of you may just tune in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Come on. The phone lines are open. You may say, Apostle, I don't know Jesus in the pardon of my sins, and I want to know him. It's simple. It's simple. It's just simple words. Word. His word is simple. His word is not complicated. Come on. His word is just plain. He said, if you would believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. You don't need to go try to get a loan or get nobody to prove it. You got it. Because you confess his word with your mouth. Glory to God. Lady Watkins and I was talking and it was something. God let me reveal something to me about. You hear people say, well, people get on their deathbed and they want to get saved. Deathbed religion. Deathbed religion. And some people don't believe in that, but I beg the difference. Guess what? Remember when Jesus was hanging on the cross? And remember there was two thieves hanging beside him? One thief said, if you be the Son of God, come down off this cross and save yourself and us too. But the other thief said, listen, I don't know whether you're not the Son of God, but just in case you are, remember me when you enter. He was on his deathbed. He was on his deathbed. So you telling me that you can't get saved on your deathbed? He said, remember me when you enter into that kingdom. Jesus turned around and replied, stop death. Turn around and reply back to him, saying, so shall you be with me this day in paradise. So what happened? They were dying. And I believe this. He had already died. Right there. Jesus had already died when they came to break, to kill them. He was already, when he turned around, stopped death, saved the soul on a deathbed, turn around, jump back in his body, and say, it is finished. So, yes, you can be saved there. on your deathbed, he'll save you. I don't want you to wait to that point, but people believe, oh, there's no such thing as deathbed religion. That thief was hanging on the cross. He was dying, headed to death. Jesus snatched him. Come on, somebody. This is what the word does when you speak the word. When you speak the word. That's right, Pastor Bella. On his deathbed, he got saved. Yes. When you speak the word in every situation, I don't care what situation you're in, when you speak this word and you call upon his name, it has to change this. Oh, my God. Remember, and I'm going there. Remember, the Bible said there was 10 lepers. And the Bible says that Jesus cleansed them. He told them, as you go, he spoke the word, as you go, you'll be cleansed. Go show yourself to the priest. He said, and as you go, you'll be cleansed. The word. He spoke the word to them and over them. They had to follow instructions of the word. So here it comes back to where we was at. When one of them realized, it didn't say which one it was out of the 10. When one of them realized that they were healed, they turned around to go back to give God thanks. They turned around. He said, were there not 10? Where's the other 9? Where's the other 10? Where's the other 9? Either one, I don't know which one it was, what number that was out of the 10 lepers. I don't know which one it was. It could have been number 1. Could have been number 2 in the middle. But one of them recognized. And he went back and said, wait a minute. I got to go back and tell God thank you. I got to go back and give God praise. Because why? When you speak the word, things have to happen. Come on. Look at blind Bartimaeus. I'm trying to build your faith up through the word. The phone lines are open. You can call in. We're waiting for you to call in. Blind Bartimaeus. Sit by the highway side begging. Sit by the highway side. Just sit by there. But he heard a noise. And he asked the question, what is all this? What is all this noise? And they told him, Jesus is passing by. Blind Bartimaeus operated on his faith with his voice. I believe if I cry loud enough, I believe that he will heal me. They try to stop blind Bartimaeus from crying out. This is what happened. The enemy try to stop you from believing. The enemy try to stop your words from going into the atmosphere, because he know if you speak into the atmosphere, things are going to change. Situations are going to change. Blind Bartimaeus said, Jesus, Jesus, that's Jesus. Guess what? His cry got God's attention. And Jesus said, good morning, cousin Gwen Bell, all the way from Georgia. God bless you. I'm telling you, he began to cry the loud, the more the people try to get him to be quiet. Oh, you're disturbing us. See, when you begin to put that word into the atmosphere, that word begin to shake the atmosphere up. That word, come on, it begin to disturb the atmosphere. Hallelujah. It begin to stir that situation. Blind Bartimaeus start crying the more a great deal. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And it got God's attention through his words. Saying Jesus, his name. And he said, what do I have? He said that I might receive my sight. When you begin to operate on the word and do what the word says and put it into the atmosphere of the storm, of the situation has to be what? Calm. It has to cease so you can be able to give God the praises. Hallelujah. Speaking into the atmosphere of the situation with the word of God. Whether it be healing for your body, whether it be for healing in your finances, will it be healing in your family? Speak this word. Decree and declare what the word said. Don't let the circumstance and the situation and the storm dictate to you what to say. Speak this word. Begin to decree and declare what this word says. This is authority. This is power in his name. This is clear. This is authority, power in his name. When you pray, believe that you receive. Come on here. When you put it into the atmosphere, know that it's going to be a calmness over it according to what Jesus did. The phone lines are open. Somebody call in. The phone lines are open for you right now. I will pray with you. I will pray for you and believe God and put the word into the atmosphere of the situation that you're in now. And I decree and declare peace in the name of Jesus. Come on. Healing to you in the name of Jesus. Salvation is unto you in the name of Jesus. Because we're speaking the word into the atmosphere. Learn to decree and declare and speak the word, and it brings on praises. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus received his sight. One of the lepers out of the 10 came back to give God praise, came back to give him thanks. Come on. Hallelujah. See, there go. The word will go out, but it will not return unto you void. Turn unto your void. The word went out. Come on. He told him, as you go, you go show yourself to the priest. And as you go, you'll be healed. See how that word went out over them as they followed the instruction on their way to go see the priest, on their way to go see them. Hallelujah. One recognized, I'm healed. Because he said earlier, as you go, he said, you're going to be healed. So as you speak this word in every circumstance, situation, there has to be a calmness. There has to be a calmness over that. It has to cease. It has to change. Why? Because the word has been declared, it's decreed, and spoken into the atmosphere of it. Come on now. Oh, Pastor Bella, yes, I'm coming on. You come on. Hallelujah. You know, when you speak this word, you'll see results when you speak the word. We're never to walk in a dry place. We're never to walk. When I say walk in a dry place, I'm talking about just walking there and don't decree and don't declare what God said. 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes for the callers. I know it's so good to you, but you're out there. You may be on the sound of my voice again, and you don't know Jesus. This is our job. You don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins. Come on. Hallelujah. Because guess what? We're going to be leaving here. We're going to be leaving here. This world is not our home. You need to know Jesus, sinner man, sinner woman, sinner boy, sinner girl. You need to come to Jesus. Back in my days, boy, it was compelling. We was compelling. Street service was on every corner, every Saturday. I mean, oh my God. Revivals was everywhere. And it still could be like that today. Revive us, oh God. Through your word. Revive us, oh God. Come on. You got to come to Jesus. You need to come to Jesus. You don't have no other choice. You need to come to Jesus because the circumstances and the situation that you're in right now, you got to have a word to bring you out. You got to have a word to turn you around. You need a healing. Your soul need a healing. So if you're out there, 1 minute for the callers. If you're out there again on the sound of my voice and you don't know Jesus, you're watching by Cypress Audience and you don't know Jesus. If you do this and believe according to what the word says, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Again, it's just as simple as that. You don't need nobody to vote you in to be saved. You don't need nobody. Come on here. You got to write a letter, a reference. Should you be saved? No. Believe it and confess it. Jesus died for your sins. He died to redeem us. He died to give us the right, the authority that we have in his word. Come on. God bless you. Good morning, Miss Ellie Smith. Bless you. This is the purpose. This is the purpose. What is the purpose? His word is the purpose. It could change every situation. this word can do any and everything. That is for the callers. That is for the callers. So if you try to call in now, you won't get through. This word is so important that we speak it in the midst of what we're in. Do not alter this word. Do not change this word. Come on. People are altering the word. They're watering it down. They're changing it. Jesus said, he said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I am God, and I change it not. His word don't change. His word don't change. Yes, it will, prophetess. His word will provide you. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. I want you to know this today. I felt impressed in the tongue about this word. It'll bring on what we said. It'll make you, this word will invoke you to praise him. This word will change situation. And you can't do nothing but give him praise. Oh, I got 2 minutes. My time is getting close. This word will make you do this. Pray, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For his in kindness, for his mercy and kindness is what great towards us. It's great towards us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just had to take a praise break right there. It's great towards us. Everlasting. Praise ye the Lord. Can't nothing change the word. Can't nothing change the word. The word changes situations, circumstances, rules, policies. But can't nothing change this word forever, oh Lord. I got to get up out of here. Forever, oh Lord. Pastor Bella, my God. Forever, oh Lord. Thy word is what? Settled. I got 1 minute and I got to, I got to get up off this station. Forever, oh Lord. Thy word is settled. I don't care what you're going through with. I don't care what you're in right now. If you speak this word and you decree and declare this word over that forever, oh Lord. I got to give you praise, and your word is settled. Praise God. It's been a privilege and an honor. Hallelujah. As you come before you in your ear gates into your homes, thank you for having me in your home. Thank you for having me in your cars. Thank you for being on Cypress Audience with me. Listen, my time is coming gone. I have to get up off this radio station. I have to leave you, but he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you until the end. Guess what? You can make it because you got the word of God. God bless you. In Cyprus, on the radio. God bless you. Praise God. Listen.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.